Rumors of your demise have been apparently greatly exaggerated. I'm glad to see that you still exist. Yes,
we're
been into your restaurant many, many times. And the one good thing I can say about Crazy Mike is, I could say a lot of good things, is that he's hired a great staff. And he has put him to the test because I go in there quite often. And
I have a good crew.
There ain't no doubt. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You look fantastic.
Good. Took a little time off. Dealt with a few family issues and some other things, but I'm back in the saddle. I'll be there. I'd like to thank all the Buzz listeners for their continued support, and y'all come see me.
Well, I need to. I got to get up there when you're there one day because I need my kids to get smacked around a little bit. I need to have a word with Maddox. He's getting out of line. So, anyway, well, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming up. And Mike brought, I had a shrimp po' boy sandwich.
A shrimp and a hot sausage po' boys. Brought some wings, some fried shrimp, hush puppies. Chicken tenders.
Hush puppies, Daddy. I don't know what you do to those hush puppies, but apparently they are intern approved.
We make them with love.
There is no doubt. They got a little zipper.
I'll be honest with you. That's probably one of the only things that I eat that's fried, and it was delicious.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Loved it.
He's particular.
I am. I'm not really a foodie person, but that was fantastic. I'll be honest with you. Very good.
I bring grilled or blackened fish and shrimp and vegetables. We didn't do that today, so we'll do it next time.
Fantastic.
I cheated. I ate the hush puppies, and they were fantastic.
Jared suggests the Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
I find that offensive.
I do find that offensive.
Yeah, you don't want to be called a...
No, I don't really want to be called that.
Good. Not a lot of Razorback-related items today. The baseball season's come to an end, although the track and field team is competing in the NCAA Track and Field Championships, which is going on today through Saturday in Eugene, Oregon. Arkansas is favored to win the men's championship. The women are expected to finish in the top five, so good luck to both. And it's funny how sometimes the... and actually, LSU is the defending women's champion. Florida's the defending men's champion. So the SEC, again, we talk about it with football. We talk about it with a lot of sports. We do not talk about it with basketball very much, but dominant all around. I mean, baseball, four teams left in the Super Regionals now. And actually, we are going to be getting Chris Bond on at any moment now to talk about basketball because one of the things that he's looking at is the struggles with the basketball program as a league, I guess, overall. So that's the one thing that it seems like is not quite living up to the level of some of the other sports. We'll get Chris on here in just a minute. So I saw on Twitter, Mike, that A, you're on there. B, you have a black and chicken sandwich available today. So that's good to know.
Yeah, my son Taylor got me set up on this. I'm not real up to speed on it, but he's helping me get there. So
you don't need no technology to make a good gumbo, son.
We're gonna try to use it a little, use it a little bit, and he's pulling me into the technology. You know,
what's your hashtag?
What is a hashtag?
Well, what is your, like, how do people find you?
What's his
username? Username.
He is at crazy with a, and then a underscore Mikes.
Okay.
There's not enough underscores in the world.
Crazy,
well, believe it or not, Crazy Mikes was already taken.
You know what? There's a lot of things that are taken. Let's be honest. There's tons of them taken. You're lucky you probably even got that one.
Yeah.
So are you tweeting or is everyone else tweeting it?
Well, my son is doing it right now, but I'm... You know.
Do you get on there every once in a while and send one out?
Yeah.
Cool.
I sent one out the other day. We had a smoked chicken we were running on special, so I did that one. But
putting that in a zigzag, or how do you smoke that?
How do I smoke it? Mm-hmm. No, we don't put it in a zigzag.
Okay, just curious. I just like to check.
It's too big for the zigzag.
If it's, you know, I never say smoked. I say if it's blackened, fried, or grilled, you can get it at Crazy Mike's. I need to add smoke to the mix.
We do that. You know, a lot of people don't know we do smoked meats. We do most of it on the catering side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the ribs and the pulled pork and chicken and sausage. And
we talked several months ago about you had found a special contraption for frying. Is it deep fat frying or smoke? I think it was deep fat frying turkeys or something. Didn't you find was there like a trailer or something where you could like drop eight turkeys
at
once?
Yeah, actually we're going to have that built. We're going to
Oh,
do
okay.
That.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Boy, this is pretty high tech. Yeah. I mean, you're on Twitter. You're building contraptions to fry stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, 2 years ago we cut our orders off on the fried turkeys. I think we did. It was around 400 of them, and it's very, very time consuming just with a regular deep fryer.
Mm-hmm.
So we
you can do 8 or 12 at a time and be all right.
Bump up and get them done a lot quicker and offer that again this year. So
how many are you gonna be able to do at a time?
We will be able to do 16 at a time. And it will take about an hour hour and 20 minutes to get them done. So we'll have two sets of racks where we'll have the racks loaded, take them out, hang the other racks, drop them back in, and just keep going. So
I want everybody to follow Crazy Mike, Crazy with a K, on Twitter if you can. He would appreciate it. And the good news is you can find out about all kinds of deals and
That's
when he's
right.
going to be on the Buzz.
We're going to run something every day just on Twitter.
Oh, I like that.
Oh,
Twitter specials.
Cool.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing. Well,
we ran the smoked chicken the other day for $5. Smoked
wow.
chicken, two sides, toast.
You've actually, in the last 30 seconds, you've added 12 followers.
Great.
Just like that.
Fantastic.
I'm one of them, Mike. I'm on you.
Good deal.
I'm good. This is good.
Let's go to the Revolution Hotline, and we'll get back with Mike on some other things. And Mike, feel free to chime in on whatever. You know how
sure.
we do it here. Some things have never changed. We actually, while you're adding all these new contraptions and doing different things, we're just the same old show. So, Chris Bond joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Bond.
Hey, good morning.
If you're not hungry,
Yeah,
you will be by the time it's over if you aren't already.
It smells good in here.
And you get down to Central Arkansas enough where it would benefit you to follow Crazy Mike on the old Twitter machine, so...
Yeah, I'll do that as soon as I get off the road.
Well, you'll be joining a lot of other people. In fact, you just added another five, Mike. Boom, just like that. Bing, 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 bing.
Let's go.
Chris, I saw a story that you wrote for Sporting Life Arkansas. And of course, Chris is with Arkansas Business, the Northwest Arkansas Business Editor. Is that right?
Yeah, Northwest Arkansas Editor for Arkansas Business.
Okay. So, I guess Arkansas, to call you the Business Editor would be redundant because it's Arkansas Business. So it would be stupid. Anyway, but you wrote a story about basketball in the SEC, and the headline is, "The SEC has a problem, and Mike Slive knows it." So talk to me a little bit about the SEC, and we were just talking about track and field, Chris, and how Arkansas certainly is one of the elite programs, and the SEC as a whole, coming off national championships with Florida and LSU for men's and women's track and field. We know about the baseball prowess with four left in the Super Regionals. We know about football all too well. But basketball has been a sport that has not quite lived up to the SEC standard.
And it's baffling, you know, because as you mentioned, you know, the conference has been so good in everything, and it's not an exaggeration to say even horseback riding they're good in. Like Auburn just won the national championship in equestrian.
Well, I'm glad they're good at something because they've struggled in all the main sports.
They everything else. But you know, the league is really good in everything, and then dominating in some sports like. You know, like football, where is it seven in a row? They've won seven national championships in a row. Is that right?
Yeah, they don't like to brag, though, you know.
So it's just really baffling why they aren't better in basketball. And so Mike Slive, you know, has done a couple things publicly where he's acknowledged, you know, that they struggle. And so a couple years ago, they eliminated divisions, no more East and West in basketball, which I said at the time on your show, I thought it was a lousy idea. It wasn't going to do anything to help make the league better or make the perception that the league was better. And now they're talking about, you know, they want someone to approve schedules and make sure that they're not, I think, 200 or below on the RPI. They can't schedule anyone in that range, which sounds great. But again, I think it's just kind of it's a lipstick on a pig situation. And my thing is they got to get better coaches. And I think that, and maybe that's what Slive is doing privately, but he's got to talk to these athletic directors and tell them, look, you are costing us a ton of money by hiring these lousy coaches that can't recruit. That's the crux of it.
Well, go ahead and name names. I mean, don't be afraid.
Well, I think when you look at the SEC, I think you've got two guys that, you know, by just about any standard you want to measure are elite. In John Calipari and Billy Donovan, mm-hmm. and they win basketball games accordingly. They recruit accordingly.
Some people would question some of their assistant coach hires, but nobody's
sure.
perfect.
in football, you know, you look at this past year when the SEC had openings, and they went and they got arguably the best coach from the Sun Belt in Gus Malzahn, who was a rising star nationally.
Mm-hmm.
They went and they got Butch Jones, who was the best coach, arguably, in the Big East. They get the best coach out of, arguably, out of the Big Ten, although I guess you could make the argument for Urban Meyer. But, you know, you get a three consecutive Big Ten champion in Brett Bielema, and then they almost get Mike Gundy out of the Big 12. You don't see those kind of moves being made in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Anderson's an exception. He was probably, arguably, one of the top two or three coaches in the Big 12 when he came to Arkansas. but it was his ties here, you know, his history here that enabled Arkansas to get him. You don't see those kind of moves going on really at other schools in the SEC for coaching. And I think I don't think you have elite coaches in the league, and then I think that trickles down to the recruiting and the on-court product.
Did he address that publicly at the SEC meetings as far as talking about the level of coaching? I know they addressed the schedules publicly.
No, he addressed the schedules, and that was kind of the point of the column that I had written was, you know, understandably he wants them to schedule better because, you know, it'll in theory it helps them get more teams into the SEC tournament. The big thing, I think, is he wants them to schedule better because it makes them more attractive for ESPN. They've got that ESPN network that launches in 2014. You know, they're going to televise, I think, 1,000 sporting events. They're going to broadcast 1,000 sporting events. 450 of those will be on TV. The other 550 will be online. Football is obviously the big driver. That's where the money is. Basketball is your number two sport. It should be. It's not. The league stinks, and so Sly wants them to schedule better. He wants them to schedule better games. I mean, Arkansas-Alcorn State is not going to excite advertisers on the ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, is the real driving force behind why you would want them to schedule better, and you have someone approving the schedules in the league office. But my thing is, I think you need to think even bigger. Maybe you need to have somebody that approves the hires. Because I just had the league's week. And, I mean, it was – you could kind of ignore it when Kentucky was winning a national championship on the heels of going to the Final Four. And this year, their struggles amplify how bad the rest of the league really is.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but, yeah, you could take probably the middle-of-the-pack football coach and stick him in just about any league, and he'd be either the best or one of the best coaches in the league. Basketball-wise, you're not going to get that for sure. It is surprising, I guess. And there have been people, including Brett Bielema, who have made the argument, whether they mean it specific the way they it came off or they mean it in a different way, but the argument has been, oh, it's Alabama and everybody else. Well, you know, yeah, if you look at the most recent history, that's probably the case, but look at the fact that LSU, Auburn, and Florida have all won national championships in recent history. So you can't really say that. Even Tennessee, I could lump in there if you want to get, you know, a little further out in recent history. Other leagues don't have that. And certainly in basketball, it's Kentucky and everybody else, with Florida, I guess, thrown in there in the relatively recent history. So it is a much more top-heavy league in basketball than any other sport, really.
Oh, no question. You know, in baseball, even though it struggled, I mean, it's pretty solid.
There's four in the Super Regional. That's the thing. Yeah, it wasn't a great year by the SEC standards, but there's still four teams left in the Super Regionals.
And how many do we have going into it? 9?
I don't know how many all made it, I guess.
I think we had about 9
right.
going
8
into
nine,
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, half. 1 out of 2 go. That's pretty good.
Well, just to get that many in is incredible, even though there's, you know, 64 there, but it's still remarkable, but...
Yep, and you'll start. I mean, you'll start to see this, and I think you're actually already starting to see this in football a little bit. I mean, I know Arkansas has Samford on the schedule coming up, but they've also got Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
They have a series with TCU coming up.
Yep,
they've worked something out with it escapes me. You know, but they've got some nice home and home. Rutgers is an example, and I think you're starting to see more of that across the board in the SEC, and a lot of that has to do with. They've got to figure out how to rig the scheduling so they can dominate this new playoff system because they're going to have tougher schedules. But the big part of that, too, is continuing to have the money coming in. And they divided up a record amount of revenue among league teams this year. Everybody got just under $21 million. Once this TV deal kicks into place, they're looking at another, I think, $15 to $17 million for each school every year. But in order for them to do that, they're going to have to schedule, you know, they'll have to schedule better and they'll have to have more attractive, you know, games for TV. And that's what it all boils down to. That's why, and we've talked about this before on the show. I mean, I think eventually the 9-game schedule is coming for football, the 9-game conference schedule, because ESPN and CBS are going to need, you know, more attractive games.
Yeah, I want to make an argument there. We actually have talked about this week. Everybody knows basketball has an issue with scheduling, and the coaching thing is something we hadn't thought about, but I think that's a great point on your part. I also had no idea that there was equestrian in the SEC. Congrats to Auburn. But the football thing to me, here's the problem with a 9-game schedule, Chris, is that for every team that wins, somebody else loses. Mm-hmm. So the argument I've been making lately is why not have more games for these league teams such as TCU, Texas Tech, and whether they're regional or not, you saw LSU play Oregon in recent seasons. I mean, those are the kinds of games, and whether you're playing the elite of the other conferences or you're just playing a team around the middle or just barely in the top half, or if you're playing a tanky team every so often. I mean, Rutgers is not thought of necessarily as an elite team, but, I mean, they've turned out to be better than maybe they were expected to be when Arkansas actually scheduled them. But to me, that makes more sense because, A, you don't hurt your strength of schedule, and, B, you're not putting a loss on another team in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can mandate that, but it's something I'd love to see happen.
That would be great. I mean, and because you could get your better TV games that way without cannibalizing each other. And mm-hmm. the cool thing about the SEC right now is you have, you think back to 2010, Arkansas, LSU, and Little Rock with the Sugar Bowl on the line. Am I remembering that correctly? Or was that 11?
I think it was the off years. I think seven. It was seven in Little Rock, and it was, I think that's right.
Okay. So you had these at
maybe
the top.
Maybe 06. I don't know. But anyway, around there, yes, I know what you're talking about.
So the cool thing now is you have, you know, the teams at the top of the league are playing each other late in the year for a spot in the national championship game or
right.
a spot in the BCS Bowl. The thing you don't want, and this is where that whole 9-game argument comes into play, even though it's more attractive to the fans, it's better for TV, you do hit that point where all of a sudden now the teams at the bottom of the league are maybe cannibalizing each other for that last spot in the Liberty Bowl. And so you're right. I mean, it does make it more of a challenge. And so I understand why some of the coaches will be against that because they won't be able to go to, you know, as many bowl games now.
So how is this conference thing going to work? I mean, when you say they're going to approve it or they're going to look it over, I mean, is it going to go, wait a minute, this game sucks. Outside of mandating you can't have a team below this in the RPI, whatever the number is, 200.
Yeah.
Is it going to go beyond that? Is it going to go, no, are they going to send it back and go, no, try again? That's not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, that's the sense that I get is that this guy in the league
office. That's awkward.
You know, we'll look and go, I'm sorry, you can't play Alcorn State because they were 205 last year. Let me suggest a team for you to play. I mean, I think it'll even go to that point where they will suggest opponents. I guess. And it is. It's very awkward, but, you know, teams have done this to themselves. And, you know, Arkansas is really pre-Mike, but Arkansas had a stretch where they, you know, were scheduling some really bad opponents. I don't know that it would have helped them get into the tournament.
Right.
If I look at 2009, 10, or 10, 11, I don't know, 3 years ago, they were number 45 RPI in the country, which looks great. But they only won 14 games. So it wasn't strength of schedule that kept them out of the tournament. It was poor coaching and suspect, recruiting, which is which is my point. I mean, they got to do something about that and worry about the big picture issues instead of strengthening schedules. Because some of these teams have strong schedules. They're just not winning because they stink.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like you can have the greatest schedule in the world. If you don't win some games, it's not going to help you a whole bunch. So, yeah, I can't imagine how awkward that is. Not as awkward as calling and going, look, your basketball coach really blows. You're going to have to do better than that. That's a really awkward conversation to have.
Right. I mean, that's not a conversation you can have with somebody, at least not publicly. You know, you may be able to privately, tell people, hey, y'all need to do a much better job of, you know, hiring these guys.
See, the problem with me for Arkansas is that, and I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't really worry about it because I haven't really felt like they've had a team that has been – capable of doing a whole lot in the postseason anyway, so it doesn't really make that much difference. However, when I look at their schedule, I think it's kind of a spectrum schedule. You get the really goods with the Syracuse and the Michigan, and then you get the really stink. You get some pretty tanky teams that you're going to blow out. There's no competitive nature to the game. And you need a couple of those, but there's probably been more than their share, even in the Mike Anderson era. And I don't know how much of those games were arranged in advance, but they are playing the top level teams. I mean, you know, when you see Michigan and Syracuse on the schedule, those are great games for fans.
Well, and you know, the one thing that really doesn't get addressed until you make the coaches and the players in the league better. I mean, Arkansas had a nice non-conference schedule. You know, Michigan and Syracuse and Robert Morris.
Oklahoma ended up being a good team. Yeah.
So I think they played maybe six teams that made the NCAA tournament, a total of 10 games, I think is what it was. But the problem is the rest of the league, you know, kind of drug down their strength of schedule.
Yeah, what if Auburn's at 205 in the RPI? Is Arkansas not going to be allowed to play them? That's going to be awkward.
Well, I think they were. I mean, you know, the league had, I want to say, four or five teams that were 200 or below.
You show up to the arena and there's a big sign out front, game canceled, low RPI.
So that's the thing. The league is not, it's not good. So, and maybe this will be kind of the thing that, you know, ADs need to kind of, you know, kind of a call to action for them to make it better. Because they're losing out on a ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the revenue sharing. A lot of that comes from the bowl games or the TV contracts, but there's also money to be made in teams making the NCAA tournament. And I don't have like a total on what they're losing, but it's got to be in the millions for each team because the league has just been so awful.
Yeah, from Arkansas standpoint, I do applaud them for making this. Because again, I think the Texas Tech, the TCU, those are games you can win. Those are games that have national appeal, and Tech's level of interest nationally has gone up exponentially because of the Kingsbury factor, at least for the near future. So that's a great fit, I think, for them, and it's a game that fans can drive to. I want to see more of that. The team I brought up yesterday would be Nebraska. That's a team that it's regional. It's a team with a great history. I hate Nebraska, but if you're an Arkansas fan, going to watch a game in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium and then having them return the game in Fayetteville would be a lot of fun, or in Little Rock. I'm just saying.
Absolutely, I think I'm a little surprised too, and maybe he's tried, but with the ties that Jeff has to Oklahoma, mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised they haven't been able to schedule something football wise with Oklahoma.
That'd be all right.
That's another one that I think would be a good matchup and would get people excited.
Well, this particular column is on SportingLifeArkansas.com, and I was reading through it. I thought it would be interesting for the listeners. It's always fun to talk about scheduling and things of that nature. And, again, you have to be good enough for it to matter. And hopefully all these teams will be a little bit better because, yeah, the teams are not helping each other by having such a rough bottom half of the league. Hopefully they can step their games up. So we'll see.
All right.
Chris, I appreciate it. And also, what's the are you just connected to the Arkansas business website, or do you have a Northwest Arkansas specific portion we can get your work on?
Just go to Arkansas Business. You can read all the stuff I'm doing. In fact, I'm about to walk into the quarterly economic luncheon.
That sounds awful.
Put on by the folks at Walton College.
Chris, you've learned so much. You've really broadened your horizons as a journalist by getting involved in this.
I've come a long way.
There's no question. Well, you didn't have far to go, luckily. I mean, you were so close. So it's interesting, man. What a lifestyle change. How has that been for you? You enjoying it? You get to dabble in the sports stuff occasionally like this.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm learning a lot. I did sports for 15 years, so I had kind of this tunnel vision, and there's a whole wide world going on out there. I had no idea. Who knew?
Well, more and more often there are sports and financial crossover stories or business crossover stories, so you get an opportunity to dabble in both, which is fun.
Yep, it's nice. You know, and like with this new SEC TV deal, I mean that shows you what big business this all is. And so it's a fun gig. I'm enjoying it. I'm glad to have a spot at Arkansas Business.
It's way more fun than the crime reporter who gets to cover sports part-time when there's a crossover there. That's no fun.
Absolutely.
And that's also all too common. Who you like in the NBA Finals, real quick before we let you go? I know you don't follow it closely, but...
I'll go with the Heat. They get the best players.
Okay. You know what? That's a...
He and Mayweather. Go with the Heat.
So logical. All right, Chris, I appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
If someone's willing to put $5.9 million on it, I'm going to go with that guy.
Yeah. Well, when you just made $50 million on a fight, though, is that really that impressive? If you make $100 mm-hmm. and you bet $5, or you bet, I guess it'd be $10, is that impressive?
If I only had $100 and I bet 10 of it.
Well, he has more than what he just made.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If I only have $100 and I bet 10 of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you just gave me a $100 bill and I would go bet 10 of it for the chance to win 20, I would probably do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For sure.
Everything's relative.
Put the whole $100 on it, Mayweather. Where was the $50 million?
It's like if there was a plate of wings here, I might fight you for it, but Crazy Mike wouldn't because he's got a whole bunch of wings back at Crazy Mike's Shrimp and Wings.
I'll just go get some more. I was just.